Mark chapter 1, I want to talk to you about resting in God's timing. One of the things we talk about in this whole thing of the human condition is our sense of timing. It's very much a human thing. God is not bound by time. The world is run by a clock. We have daytime and nighttime, and we have seasons, and it adjusts everything. But God is eternal and not bound by the same time frames we are. And between those two, there is a tension. We become impatient sometimes because we would like God to pick up the pace, or perhaps we find that we're in a season that's dragged on a bit and we feel, oh, this has gone on too long. And so this tension of timing starts to become so valuable in figuring out how to find peace in this being both human and holy, right with God and ready with God. We started this conversation on Sunday. And so in Mark chapter 1, a lot happens in one chapter. I mean, Jesus is called, then John baptizes him, and then the devil tests him. And so there's a lot happening in one chapter. But verse 9, I wanted to pick up from there. It says this, at that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him, just like a dove. A voice came from heaven saying, "You are my son, with whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels attended to him there. Verse 14, after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. And then here's the phrase, "The time has come." That was Jesus' message. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. This passage of scripture is a lot about timing, that there was a time when Jesus felt he needed to be baptized. Then there was a time when he was taken away into a wilderness, and that took place over a period of time. And then there was a time when Jesus needed to tell the good news of the gospel. And then when he preached, his message was about timing. The time had come. And I felt like it was important for us to start this conversation on one of the most valuable things you can synchronize between your life and God, and God's plan for your life, is to synchronize your calendars. That God's timing for you and your timing for you would synchronize together. And what I mean by this is that we ought not to stay one day longer in something that is not God's will, and we ought to pursue enthusiastically whatever God's will is for this day. This idea of timing really helps you find peace in your life. If you don't do that, then other people set your calendar. Perhaps your PA sets your calendar, or perhaps the demands of your budget sets your calendar, or perhaps the pressure of a contract sets the calendar. And if you live by those constraints, you start to feel the anxiety building up. But when you allow God to lead and guide you, then your anxiety is not built that way. Good morning, Connor and Blake and the Sauls family. Sorry, I had to say good morning. Some of my favorite people, those young people. And so I wanted to tell you about God and timing in this context. So the thing to bear in mind is that God runs things on time for us. He has a timing and a rhythm for our lives. And a couple of things you should know, that at every season of your life, something is happening at this time. No time is wasted in God's economy. Now, in human economy, you can waste lots of time, sort of potter around doing things that are a waste of time. But in God's economy, no time is wasted. So for example, time you think might be standstill time or silly time, God is using as preparation time. So something is being prepared, either in you or in a location, a destiny, a destination that is still to come. No time is wasted. You might think it's inactive time, but it is absolutely active. The timing of the Lord includes preparation. So you're inactive, but God is active. The Spirit is active in our lives. And so you should bear that in mind. The second thing to bear in mind is that whenever things aren't happening quite as fast as you would like, not only is preparation taking place, but you're practicing. You're practicing prayer. You're practicing integrity. You're practicing perseverance. You're building muscles. You know, the competition is short, but the preparation for the competition, well, that's a whole lifetime, you see. And so you've got to bear that in mind also. And that God's timing, just like Jesus, he went and was prepared in the wilderness. Then he came out of there and he preached to the people. He needed the 40 days. He needed them in the wilderness. There was something that was supposed to happen there that would make him ready and powerful and prepared for what was going to happen next. And so every season really has something very, very valuable to it. Don't skip any stages. Every stage is significant. Don't skip any of them. And then there's another thing that took place in Jesus concerning timing that we could learn from. He purified himself. I mean, baptism is just symbolic. It's not literal purification, but it's symbolic. So we can infer from that. We can read from that the value of our lives just being prepared and purified. You know, if you think about cooking a meal, all of these components are there. You have to clean the ingredients. You have to prepare the ingredients. You have to warm up the oven. You have to do all the external stuff. And then you have to have it put in there, the meal put in, and then let it become, let it reach completion, let it roast fully, let it bake or rise fully. And so we joke about things not being half-baked. What that means is you just didn't give it the appropriate amount of time it takes for something like that to be completed. And so I really want to encourage you today, have your confidence in the timing of God. Have your confidence that even when you think it's wasted time, it really isn't. It's preparation time, it's practice time, and it's purifying time. You put all those things together and then you get going. There is one more thing I wanted to say before we wrap up, and that is when Jesus preaches about the gospel, he says, the time has come. I'll tell you one thing that is always timely: being right with God. Just repent of whatever's not right. That means to cut it out and to be right with. There is never a better moment than right now. There is never a better day than today. The Bible literally says later, today is the day of salvation. Don't harden your heart. Today, one thing that's always timely and appropriate is just putting myself right with God on any matter. I'm right with God as a child, that's status. But I need to sometimes be right with God, not on status, but on my journey. I'm right in status, but I could be out of sync in other ways. And so that timing for that is always right. And so Jesus reiterates, the time has come. Today's a good day to say, I'm going to be right with God and I want to do this thing the right way. So think about timing, its value. Think about the fact that God is not bound by time, but we are, and yet he has our times in his hands, right? And so we can have trust in that. Let's take a moment to pray and we'll pick this conversation up live tomorrow again. And I look forward to being able to share. If you want to keep reading, we're in the book of Mark for the next little bit. Cool, let's pray. Father, we thank you so very much for the privilege of timing. Thank you that in as much as it might be frustrating, it can also be so incredibly fulfilling that there is a time and a season for everything. And that, Lord, at the appropriate time, you will bring it to pass. And today, we really have our confidence. We put our confidence fully in you that you will bring to pass everything that you have promised. We believe it and we put our trust in you concerning it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.